Good evening and welcome.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. Welcome. This is the 28th of July. It is 10:15 in the evening, and we're sitting down to do our podcast here because pizza night has been canceled. Our first storm of the summer, our first real storm rolled in this evening.
Thunder
and lightning and canceled, rained us out. Because it's no fun to do pizza at night when it's rainy inside. Pizza night's an outdoor thing.
It is. And we drove around looking for some guests from an outside place who wanted to come and eat. And we have no idea where they were staying.
Well, we learned a valuable lesson, yes?
Take a phone number.
Take a phone number.
So we don't drive around like maniacs looking for you.
But before we get started in the podcast, we want to thank everyone for downloading and listening. It's incredible how many people listen. We had to go and buy bandwidth to
so we have over 500 subscribers. Yeah. It's absolutely incredible. You guys freaking rock. Thank you so much.
Now it's kind of weird. I have to watch what I say.
I know. There's no one listening.
But, so it's a little break from the heat. The garden got watered by Mother Nature this evening, which is wonderful, and it's supposed to rain again tomorrow. So we're going to push pizza night to Friday night, but it looks like we'll be figuring something else out tomorrow night. We'll make it happen. I'm not worried about it. The garden is starting to produce nicely.
Oh my god, we got to pull out our first onions the other day.
The white onions were delicious. They're still young, so they have little red stripes on them.
Mm-hmm.
We harvested our basil and made a bunch of pesto, because the basil was starting to flower.
And you were able to freeze it because you didn't put the cheese in it, right?
We ate as much as we could fresh, and then if you put basil...
Why does it do that?
I don't know
what happens.
I don't know what. I guess the cheese just kind of takes on the moisture. But everyone around here tells me if you make your pesto and put it in glass jars without the cheese, don't put the Parmesan cheese in it, that it'll freeze very nicely.
But
so,
what happens if you didn't leave the cheese in?
I'm not certain, but I would guess that the cheese kind of holds onto the moisture and just turns into mush.
So it gets gross.
I guess. I'm following directions from people who've done it before. So they say leave the cheese out and freeze it. So we did. So
it is so good too.
Yeah. Well. So next podcast, we'll pull it out of the we'll have pulled it out of the freezer and tried it out and see what happens. Other things coming off the garden. Tomatoes, of course. Our melons are almost ready. I tried one the other day. It was still a little green.
Eggplant.
We've been eating. Lettuce, of course. Cucumbers.
What about the peppers?
Peppers we've been eating.
But the rucola didn't take.
I replanted rucola. We'll have it in a week.
And what else? Zucchini.
Zucchini.
But they're smaller this year than last year.
Only here. Everything else looks great, but our zucchini didn't take very well. I have no idea why. Maybe the seed? I don't know. Our zucchini just didn't look good.
Well, next year.
The Dutch have arrived.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what happened this year, if there was a little bit of publicity done in Holland for the Marque, but there's tons of... You can know the Dutch cars because they have yellow license plates. So,
and they're packed.
Yes. So everywhere you go, you see Dutch, and we have...
Full house.
Yeah, everyone's Dutch.
Yep.
Who's here? So it's nice. It's a little bit of Holland down in...
So, we get to use the words we learned when we lived in Amsterdam for a little bit, and it's kind of fun to pull them out and surprise the guests when we say something in Dutch.
I think that they're pretty mortified how we butcher their language.
Probably. They speak English absolutely impeccably, but it's fun to say a few words here and there.
Jawel.
So what else? Oh my gosh, we've been having tons of festivals again. Pian di Meleto, near Lunano, outside of Sant'Angelo in Vado, every year has a freaking fantastic medieval festival. And this one you have to pay €5 to get in.
It's worth it, though.
It is. And the streets are covered in hay, and...
There's a huge market, there's a huge medieval market.
Yes, it's awesome.
Everyone tons of people dressed up.
There's glass blowers. Okay, but my question is, like, you see people dyeing yarn and all of that, but are all, like, that I know they still do in the old fashioned, or that some people really do. But, like, we saw that guy with that enormous wooden thing that blew the air into the coals.
Yeah, he was a smith.
Yes, but he doesn't really use that at home, does he? Or does he? I don't know. No. I'm not thinking he wears his medieval getup at home. His
leotard. No, they don't use coal in, they use a big, you would have a big propane.
How does he know how to use that?
Oh, that I have no
That's
idea.
That's what I mean. Like, how do the people, because they're not just standing there.
Well, I'm sure it's like anything else. When you become a professional, you know, he's a professional metal worker. He knows how to work with metal in the old style way. You know, because you kind of learn the old style way first, and then you can learn how to use modern tools.
I just thought it was interesting because there was the guy carving the wood with the spinner thing.
The lathe?
Yeah.
Lathes are still used. It's just there's a motor on it now instead of a foot pedal.
But it just was kind of neat. And they had the flag bearers and the
knights dressed up in what do you call it? The suit of armor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, full on suits of armor. It was great. We ate sausages on crostoli.
Grilled. That Jason dropped a sausage and put it right back in.
Oh, yeah. Sausage hit the floor. No problem. 5-second rule all the way.
By the floor, we mean the ground.
The ground outside. But it's cool. That's even better. That's nature. But crostoli. Crostoli are the equivalent of the Italian tortilla. There's also piandina romagnolo, which is a little bit, which doesn't have egg. And the crostolo does. It's a flaky. It's basically egg, pork.
Well, what's the key ingredient?
Pork fat. Oh, of course. Egg, pork fat, flour,
pork
salt.
Pork fat's going to get you every time.
And you grill them, on the, fire, right?
Yeah. Remember, you've done them?
Yeah. No, I've done them in crostoli. I do piadina.
Mm.
And they put grilled sausages in them. Oh, it's delicious.
It is.
Awesome.
It is so good.
And it's the typical fair Italian, like, that's the Italian corn dog of the area, I would say. Of our area, anyway. Any festival you go to, you're bound to find piadine or crostoli with always sausage, prosciutto cheese, stracchino, which is a soft cow's milk cheese, which is delicious, and arugula.
But stick to sausage, man. It's good every
Stick
single
to
time.
Sausage. Stick to the meat, baby.
It is. And speaking of meat and eating, we also happened upon another festival when we were coming home from buying more wine.
In Senegalia, but that wasn't meat, that was fish.
No, but that was, and that was, we overheard someone next to us call it the Sagra di Caloria.
No, the Sagra di Caloria, so a Sagra is a feast, and you'll see, they'll have Sagras of different things all over the place. They'll have Sagras of porcini, and Sagras of tagliatelle, or potatoes, but Sagra just means feast, and he was talking about the ice cream thing that he got. So,
okay, well, first let's start about the food, the meal. You come in, and we just happened upon this town coming home, and we were like, oh, we
Senegalia,
need some dinner.
Senegal,
yeah, on the coast. And we decided, oh, let's stop here. We'll find something to eat. We put a reservation in at a little restaurant. We thought, great. And then we're walking around, and we realize, oh, my God, the restaurant's empty because there's a huge festival in town for fish, and they have two different menus, and I guess not really just a fish festival, but they were celebrating the foods of the small towns surrounding the border.
Surrounding, yeah.
Like, the neighborhoods, and...
Did you just burp into the microphone?
No, it was just the way I was moving. And anyway, it was so good. So you could pick a blue menu or a green menu. And I think we picked the green, whatever. And
grilled fish.
Oh,
and
yeah. It was
tagliatelle with sugo di sauce of fish.
But that's what I was going to say. Jason ordered a fish sauce pasta, for lack of a better translation. And that is something you would never have ordered in the States at a festival. Correct me if I'm wrong. Would you have ever ordered a pasta dish?
When would they ever in the States have fresh pasta?
That's what I was going to say. That it's fresh pasta.
Made by Maria.
Yes!
In the program, it has all the people who donated things, you know, like white wine from Hacienda so-and-so, and the meat came from this, and the fish came from this boat, and then it said, the tagliatelle, and it just said, Maria.
I
guess Maria was making tagliatelle. There was thousands of people, so Maria must have been making tagliatelle for quite a while.
Yes.
Good job, Maria.
But,
I liked your tagliatelle.
Awesome. That was so delicious. And I had lasagna, and it was a hot night. But that, you think, oh my God, how am I going to choke down the artichoke lasagna? It happened. It went down nice and easy. And all the grilled fish, that was so good.
But get to the Sagra di Caloria, okay. The Sagra of Calories, well, the Feast of Calories.
I started seeing all these people. We were in the middle of this big piazza. But people kind of show up on the outskirts and catch my eye with this huge dessert in their hand. And I was like, tell me more about this. Where can I find that? Well, Jason does a little inspecting work and comes across a little cafe right there. And sure enough, you can get a brioche or what you call it, a sweet hamburger bun, for a lack of a better term, cut open.
No, please don't call it a sweet hamburger bun.
That's what it looks like in the
picture. Well, the shape. Okay,
yeah,
the
shape. It looks like a hamburger bun. Because I thought, what are they eating over there? And it was with like 3 scoops of gelato and then a ton of whipped cream. And I just kept thinking to myself, oh, that's got my name written all over it. And sure enough, after even eating all of that food and drinking the wine, I had space. Well, we had to have a little timeout breather, kind of just
we watched
sit
the
there.
Procession. They had a procession
And Jason was like, you're not really going to order one of those, are you? You can't possibly be hungry. And I was like, I haven't stopped thinking about it until the moment I laid eyes, from the moment I laid eyes on it. And let's just say Jason ended up eating more than I did.
No, I didn't.
Yes! You made so much fun of me of getting it, and then you couldn't stop eating it either.
Well, it was freaking awesome.
It was so good. So, we partake in the Sagra di Caloria whenever possible.
But, enough of food. Let's talk about something else. Let's change gears here. Good transition. We're going to continue now in our answering questions and comments left by you guys on iTunes, or you can email us at info@latavolamarche.com. We had one a couple weeks ago that wanted us to basically tell the whole story of how we got here, what were the planning that went into it, how we chose La Marche, and that's which we talked about that last week. And this week
of how we chose La Marche,
and this week we're going to talk about another very important part of our lives here, and someone you'll hear us refer to all the time, and that's the good doctor, Dr. Gaggi, Dr. Yes. Satimio Gaggi. Who is he?
Well, he is a funny man. Should we say how we met him?
Let's start from the beginning. Yes, when we first moved in.
Okay, to when we were delivering the apple pies?
Yeah.
Okay, so we did something so quintessentially American, we had no idea. And we decided, well, okay, if you move into a home, you should deliver.
You should go and introduce yourself.
Yeah, introduce yourself and, like, bake some cookies or an apple pie or something for your neighbors.
Actually, Megan.
True.
Your sister.
No, side note, my sister baked the pies. And she made all these pies for our neighbors, and then we went and delivered them.
Everyone on the road.
Yeah.
There's maybe 5 houses on the road, yeah.
And we went to deliver them and introduce ourselves. And we stopped by Basilio's.
About a kilometer up the road.
Uh-huh. And he's got a little farm. And we introduced ourselves, got to know him. And there was a... Now looking back, I remember.
I remember him, too.
Yeah. There was a guy making fun of Basilio, saying, oh!
Look at his poncho. Look at that belly. He doesn't need that.
And he's going to eat it all. Yeah. He's going to eat it all. And I was like, I don't know. Okay, whatever. And then, like, a week or two later, we come back to the house one day, and there's a little note on the door.
This is his business card.
Yes, his business card with a note on the back. And it just said, in his classic bossy way, don't come to my house at dinner on Tuesday and bring the girl and bring the other girl. And we were like, oh, what? What is this? And bring the other girl? How do they know who we are? How do they know Megan's here, my sister? Because she was here with us. We thought, oh my God, someone's spying on us. Jason was convinced it was the local mafia, which doesn't even exist, but that they were wanting their cut. And they were like, we want these Americans. And then our imagination went absolutely skyrocketing. We flipped the card over. It says cardiologist. And we're like, oh, what if he wants to have it take out her heart? So we just totally were ridiculous.
Well, it was our first. It was really the first 2 weeks we were here, so it was our first invitation to someone's house.
And I remember calling, first of all, at that period, to even call anyone on the phone was a freaking disaster. It was like, you call, no, you call. We were so scared to death
of
the phone.
We would have to write out what we were going to say and have it all practiced out. And then, God forbid, a question that wasn't anticipated comes.
Seriously, and they talk so fast, the Italians on the phone. And so somehow I lost the Rochambeau, the paper, rock, scissors, or something. And I was the one who was supposed to call Gaji and confirm that we would be there for dinner. We had no clue who the hell this was. Still thinking this is probably the mafia. And so he's telling me how to get to his house. Again, I'm not understanding any of this. I'm like, I think he said the word three. I have no idea. And somehow we find our way to his house. And we get up there, and as soon as we see him and his wife, La Rosana, open the door, we realize, oh my God, okay, we've seen this guy on the road. He passes Cacamone, our house, all the time. And he had a little twinkle in his eye and all of this, and we sit down for dinner. Conversation was lackluster. We could barely hold our own.
I think he probably just made fun of us most of the time.
I have no idea.
Our conversational Italian was basically, you know, we had about 9 months of Italian lessons before we moved. And it gives you a good basis of the language. But not, you know, learning from a book and being in a conversational, practical setting is totally different.
And not just conversational setting, like a dinner that lasts 3 hours.
Yes, so our vocabulary was used up after 20 minutes.
And side note, neither him nor his wife speak an ounce of English.
No, not a single word
of
English. But the doctor is what we found out that first night. He is a son of America. He loves America. He's the only one who drives a big, cheap Grand Cherokee. He loves Western movies. He loves
Walker, Texas Ranger. And I do take back, what is the phrase he does know in English?
One shot, one kill. So he was this little funny man. And then from then on, it was like, okay. And then sometimes he would pop by and just start mowing the lawn.
Or we would be gone and we come home and he's mowing our lawn.
Or we come home and he's trimming the bushes. Or he just stops over and comes and sits down at our table and smokes cigarettes and wants coffee. So we kind of just, I don't know, I don't know.
We just kind of were adopted by them. Him and his wife don't have kids. And the next question we get about Dr. Gaji, first is who is he? And then, is he really a doctor?
We do not.
Because we will sometimes refer to him as Gaji, the doctor.
The doctor. And I didn't believe he was a real doctor until we went over. They have two homes. They live in Fano on the coast, but they're retired and they have a house.
Well, he's semi-retired.
He works in August when they need help. But they have a house here in Piobico as well. And I didn't believe he was a doctor until we went to his house in Fano and saw, yes, he actually has diplomas and certificates on the wall. And he does know his stuff.
Yeah, and he's actually come in really handy with some of the guests who have either gotten sick or thought they were getting sick or broke a leg and has done some house calls, which is really nice. But more than that, those two are just...
Well, we feel like they're basically family. I mean,
we
have dinner with them several times a week, more so in the spring and the fall and the winter when we're not as busy.
But they'll come over unannounced and all of a sudden with a bag of freshly killed chickens. And I guess now today we're plucking chickens.
They teach us everything that we've learned how to do here in Italy. The doctor took me into town and introduced me to the mechanic and introduced me to the girl who works at the coffee shop.
And did that to vouch for you.
Yeah, it was kind of like, this is Jason, he's okay, I vouch for him. And they've really taken we couldn't do this without them.
Oh, I mean, if you're here, you'll see him.
Yeah, if you come and stay with us, you will know who the doctor is. You'll also know his dog, Tom. And he's just a character. He's just great. I love them both.
And an absolute lifesaver with the garden, with everything. They've been wonderful. We're very lucky to have them.
So that is our unofficial, our adopted mother and our adopted Italian parents, Dr. Gaggi and La Rosana. And so now when we refer to the doctor or Gaggi, you'll know who we're talking about.
And well, and can we say a little funny thing about him?
What's that?
Well, he's really bossy. He likes to bust your chops. He's always got this little
smirk,
sparkle in
yeah.
his eyes, smirk, and his telltale sign is there's a cigarette in his hand.
He loves
we love about him. He's a total oxymoron. He's a cardiologist, for God's sakes, who loves to chain smoke pork fat. I mean, have you ever heard of that before?
He also loves a little bit of scotch after dinner and
yeah?
Sambuca in his coffee.
Yep.
And he's tiny. I don't think he weighs 130 pounds.
Nope. And we had, when we first met him, I wrote a blog post and put pork fat, cardiologist recommended. And he likes to say how you can fry things in pork fat, or
it's
at least
not as bad for
potatoes,
you.
And it's not as bad for you and all this. Mm-hmm. So I wrote this funny post about it. And he comes in with some friends and he goes, "Ashley, show them on your website where it says, I love cigarettes." And that was, I guess, the translation for chain smoking. And I thought, oh, shit. Like, he is going to be so pissed that I wrote that. And he goes, I said, oh, I was just trying to be funny, this and that. He goes, no. That I don't care about that. He goes, you said I like pork fat. I don't want anyone to think I'm fat. I'll never forget that. He's so skinny.
But if you check out our blog or Italia magazine, there's a big article on the doctor and La Rosana, and he's all over the blog. So,
and you'll hear the Godster's name pop up many times. So
check him out.
Yes.
Coming up this week and next week.
Well, how much pasta did you make this week?
This week of pasta, not as much as last week. Maybe I made 4 kilos, 3.5 kilos of pasta.
Like 8 pounds?
7 pounds or so, yeah. Not as crazy as last week.
And your favorite sauce right now?
The
last sauce you made, let's just say that.
Well, 2 days ago for the pasta night, we started doing a pasta night, so Thursdays is pizza, and then Tuesdays, since we have all these kids, we have like 12 or 13 kids here.
Well,
right
that's
now.
Just right now.
We decided to do just kind of like a pasta night, just a simple dinner, pasta and salad and dessert, and we made, the sauce was zucchini with zucchini flowers, just a real light, nice.
With cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes and a little bit of prosciutto just to give it some flavor.
That's good.
And so that's the one I did this week. And then, I don't know, it turned cold, so now I want to do more heavy ones. Maybe we'll do baked pasta tomorrow night if we can't do pizza because it rains again.
All right, I'm down. I'll eat whatever.
Coming up this weekend, what are we doing this weekend?
I have no idea.
It's the first, no?
Yeah,
tons of festivals going on this weekend. Outside of Urbana is a big fried fish festival. There is the Rossini opera starts the 1st of August in Pesaro. What else is going on around here?
Ferragosto is soon.
Yep, the Ferragosto, or the celebration of summer, 15th of August is coming up. We still don't know what we're doing. We thought we were going to have a bunch of Italians coming, and they canceled, so we have to rethink what we're going to do. Maybe we'll go simpler this year, because last year we had 100 people for Ferragosto. And
it was a bit crazy.
It was a bit crazy. I don't want to do that this year. It's not worth it.
So what's our word of the week?
We talked about it. I totally forgot what we were going to do. Oh, facciamo la corna!
Uh-huh.
You just used that today.
Yep. So I'll tell you how I used it. And then do you want to tell what it's about, or do you want to say what it's about? Why don't you say what it means, and then we'll use a practical example.
Facciamo la corna, we make the horns. La corna is like the horns on a bull or a horn on deer. And when you hold up like you were doing hook'em horns for the
yep.
Texas Longhorns, it's the same same hand gesture.
Yep.
And when you say, it's basically you make the horns to ward off the bad spirits or keep bad spirits or bad things away
kind
from
like
happening.
Kind of like the equivalent to knock on wood.
Yeah, that's an excellent translation.
Uh-huh.
So how'd you use it at the cafe this evening?
So tonight, because there was the big storm, that was the talk of the town, of course. And I said, oh, we didn't have to water tonight. That was lucky. And they said, oh, you won't have to water tomorrow either. And then Davide at the cafe said, well, were you here 5 or 6 years ago? Which actually I took as a compliment that he was thinking we would have been. And I said, no, not then. And he said, well, the eve of Ferragosto, the eve of the 15th of August, there was a huge storm. And the straight road from Fermignano to Urbana, all the cars that were along that road were destroyed by hail, like golf ball size. He was just saying the sky turned black. And I thought maybe it was a tornado or something. And he said, I hope it doesn't happen this year. And I said, facciamo la corna. And he said, brava, sì, facciamo la corna.
Let's make the horns. Yep. Ward off the bad spirits.
Knock on wood, baby, because I don't want that to happen.
No. But it's good that we have a little bit of water right now because...
But the hail would kill the garden.
Hail will kill the garden, but water's good right now. That'll make mushrooms in the fall.
Yep.
Lots of lots of good rain in August and September brings mushrooms in November.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby, bring it home.
Bring it on home.
Our longest podcast to date, 25 minutes and counting. Oh my God,
it's all the Godster talk.
It is. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening, and please leave a comment or a
that really
rating.
Helps our rating go up and
on
everything.
On iTunes. You can find us on iTunes. It's what?
On iTunes?
iTunes? How do they find us?
Podcast from Italy.
Spread the word. If you want to tweet us, go ahead and spread the word. And
Twitter at LaTavlaMarche. The blog, you all know. You guys know it all.
If you're
on listening, you rock.
Tell a friend. It'd be awesome. Let them know. And
hopefully we'll see you guys out here.
We will. And any questions or comments, anything you guys want us to talk about, shoot us an email. And we'll be talking to you in another week or so. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you for listening.
Buona serata.
Buona serata. Ciao.